Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Inside a world government trying to force deadly shots on us that lower our immunity, give us cancer, and then infect others. Well, David Icke did. He's been talking about forced inoculations in world government for 30 years. I've been talking about it 27 because it was in their own documents. And some stations don't carry this segment, but David still wanted to be here, and that's great. We appreciate it. So he'll get into real solutions next segment, but he wanted to play a clip because he knows we have it of a Nicki Minaj. And just an example of the dominoes falling if humanity just wakes up and says, I have a right to my speech and to my body. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Who knew, who could have guessed that rapper Nicki Minaj would turn out to be one of the bravest people in the United States? A couple of days ago, we would guess, most people who watch the show may not have heard of Nicki Minaj. And then she tweeted about the COVID vaccine. She didn't come out against the vaccines. She merely said that as an adult and an American, she should decide whether or not to take the vaccine. Pray about it, she said. Don't be bullied. Huh. Things blew up from there. No praying about it. You must submit to being bullied. Those are the new rules. Nicki Minaj wasn't aware of that, and she resisted, and she's still resisting. It's a long and interesting story. There's implications for all of us, and Trace Gallagher has agreed tonight to frame it for us, to set it up, to tell us what's going on. And here he is. Hey, Trace.
All right, so Tucker Carlson woke up, and he said this show helped wake him up. Nicki Minaj is waking up. So isn't this really the light at the end of the tunnel, people finally waking up and becoming human again? This really scared the power structure, David.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't censor with the hysteria that they do for a laugh and a bit of fun. And they don't even do it to posture their own illusory power, which is that which we give to them. They do it because they've got no choice. Their narrative is ludicrous. What they're asking us to believe and what they're asking us to do, telling us to do, is ludicrous. It's nothing to do with health. It's everything to do with control. And that's becoming more obvious to more and more people all the time. And therefore, they have to protect their ludicrous narrative in the only way they can, by preventing its exposure to the greatest audience that they can. But it can't be stopped if people are willing not to bow to their illusory power and not to bow to their intimidation. You know, you get these celebrities, oh God save us from celebrities, who are pushing the agenda, virtue signaling, because they know their careers are over if they don't. They're the people that came out against Nicki Minaj. And if they say anything even mildly critical, back comes the backlash, all organized, and they're all their sackcloth and ashes, oh, I'm terribly sorry, I didn't mean it. And what's great about Nicki Minaj is she said, up yours, darling. This is my right to have this view, and if you don't like it, well, you can do the other thing. And by the way, I'm going to call you out, like this moron Joy Reid at MSNBC. How she remembers to breathe every few seconds has been a constant mystery to me all the time I've seen her in action. But she's called her out, and she won't bow to it. And that's fantastic, and that's a power that you can have if you refuse to be intimidated and you refuse to be silenced. Just refuse to do it. Have some dignity. Have some self-respect.
That's right.
A moron like Joy Reid is not going to shut me up, Nicki Minaj said, and she won't be. And that's a real example of where the power is if you're prepared to stand in it yourself.
David, you're always on fire, but you are in fuego today. We're going to come back in 60 seconds. I've got that Joy Reid clip. If you ask for it, we can play it. But I want you to I'm going to try to just turn my mic off and let you get into the position they put us, how they control us, and how the dominoes can fall so quickly if we just wake up. And the fact they're doing all of this, not out of strength, but out of weakness, because they've been doing this a long time. They're really showing us how alien they are, how anti-human they are now, because they're losing their grip and they're afraid that we're about to discover who we really are and our connection to the universe. David Icke's our guest. DavidIcke.com. His new book is out, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. Get it at DavidIcke.com. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, who's still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another world, another time, another time. His Bible was green and wood until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we are back broadcasting worldwide. David Icke, the iconic David Icke, is with us. You can find everything David Icke at DavidIcke.com. We'll talk about his books coming up later. He'll never really talk about his books, though. They're excellent. David, we were getting into Nicki Minaj, the dominoes falling, the mass awakening, how they want to bully us, why they're so hysterical, how this anti-human system is actually weak and is in a desperate situation right now. As we ended the last hour, you were beginning to get into this artificial relationship they create and how to be conscious of that and get out of it. Please give us the key solution.
Well, you know, you can look for a solution or you can remove the cause of the problem. And if you remove the cause of the problem must disappear because its cause is God. And look through the entirety of known human history anyway, and you see the same recurring sequence. The few controlling the many by the many acquiescing to the few. And if you look at, as I was getting into earlier, if you look at this symbolic, or it's not even symbolic, it's very accurate, pyramidal hierarchy of human society, you've got the tiny few at the top, the inner core of this cult, which have this agenda for the constant centralization of power and the constant centralization of everything. And the more you centralize power, the more power the few have over the many at each point of centralization. It's why things like globalization are all being generated by this cult. So they impose their will, their agenda, on the level of the pyramid below them. And that level acquiesces to that imposition and imposes it on the level below them. And so it goes on. And it's very soon after you leave the peak of the pyramid that you are meeting levels of the hierarchy that have no idea there is a cult. They have no idea there is a peak of the pyramid. All they're doing is taking impositions from the levels above them and acquiescing to them and imposing them on the level below them. And then you come all the way down this pyramid in imposition, acquiescence, and you meet the mass of the population at the bottom of the pyramid. And if we, at that point, and this is the key, this is the answer staring us in the bloody face, if we, as a population, then acquiesce to the impositions of the level of the pyramid, ultimately being dictated to by the single room at the top, and we acquiesce to the impositions of government and authority and law enforcement, CDC, FDA, Fauci, all these people, if we acquiesce to them, we create or complete a circuit. a circuit between the tiny few at the top of the pyramid and the mass of the population. And that circuit of imposition, acquiescence, means that those few people in that room have imposed their will on the entirety of the global population. And my goodness, have we seen that in the COVID era so blatantly and so obviously. So the answer is we break the circuit. We break the circuit by not acquiescing with authority simply because it's authority. What is it telling us to do? What is it asking us to do? Does it make sense? No, then I'm not doing it. Is it designed to impose control on my life and my family's life? Yes. No, I'm not doing it then. And it's this reflex action response to authority of obeying that is the cause of the few controlling the many. And it starts very early. You get people, young kids, you put them into school at the earliest possible age. And from that moment on, they are faced with an authority. An authority which, if you obey, well, life is kind of okay. I mean, you've not got a mind of your own, but you know, they leave you alone. But if you don't obey, well, there's a problem. There's a problem with your disruptive influence in the classroom. You're asking questions. You won't accept what you're being told. And very early on, right at the start of the school life, that you've got an authority figure who's telling you when you have to be there, when you can leave, when you can eat, when you can talk, when you can go to the toilet. And there are sanctions if you don't obey. And so the whole process has started to get you into a state of reflex action, acquiescence to authority, which they want you to take through your life.
And David, let me just back you up briefly, because I talked about this before you came on today. This is on record for new listeners and viewers. This is my opinion. They found in Vietnam that the Marines and Army would not kill somebody up close. About half the troops wouldn't shoot somebody. They could see the whites of their eyes. They could make out their face. They saw this other human. They wouldn't kill. And the Vietnamese were trained to, they would. So they invented shooter games where things would pop up of different images of paper. Then they came out with Doom, was first a Pentagon game, you know, after Vietnam. But it was first like with projectors in inside buildings, but then it became a video game to reflexively shoot so you wouldn't think. And they got about 99% kill rates. Then people would start pulling the trigger. But people would even subconsciously at 50 yards kind of miss people because they just didn't want to kill another human. So that's a great example of the reflex system they're trying to program into us on everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, the target is the human subconscious. The subconscious is responsible. It's alleged in studies to be responsible for 95% of human behavior and response. And if you can get to the subconscious, you can get people into reflex action mode. So authority says something and I do it. It's a reflex action. It's not a conscious mind intervention that says, I'm being asked to do this. Does it make sense? And if it doesn't, I'm not doing it.
It's dog training. They're literally turning us into dogs.
Well, it's exactly that. Yeah. And the thing is that if they can get into your subconscious mind and they can put in subconscious perceptions into your subconscious mind, as they filter through to your conscious mind, you think that you're having your thoughts and you're making your own decisions and you're having your own opinions. I mean, how many of us, Alex, around the world have heard people who bought the COVID hoax narrative who say, I'll tell you what I think is going on. This is my opinion. And what comes out of their mouth is the official narrative, virtually word for word.
It's safe. They're still running ads saying the Pfizer shot is a safe and effective and will stop COVID. That is a damn lie. Even in their narrative, it's 39% effective. Of course, and it's a fraud on top of that. But, I mean, my Lord.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on to get into the subconscious mind, a lot of subliminal stuff going on. I did a video last week because I've come across quite a few people now who are very anti having the fake vax. But I've had this experience of suddenly deciding they're going to get it. I mean, those that are really aware, I've realized this is not coming from them. It's external in some way. And some I know have actually had it and then wondered why the hell they did, because they didn't want it. There was one example of a guy who was saying he was watching an ad on television to, you know, promote the fake vaccine. I mean, they're endless. And suddenly he had this feeling kind of overwhelming that I need to get this. And then he kind of got his mind back and said, well, obviously, what am I doing? What am I thinking? So we hear voice-to-ear communication, which is talking to the conscious mind. Okay, that's one level of it. But there's this subliminal stuff that is speaking to the subconscious
mind. David Icke, stay there again, my friend. Go into break. Hard Satellite Breaks, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. DavidIcke.com. Get the book. Get all his books. We'll be right back on Alex Jones.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First segment into Nicki Minaj and how seismic that is and how they went hysterical, because for older folks that don't know, for people under 20, she's one of the, I mean, she's like the Rolling Stones were back in the 70s or something, or the late 60s or the Beatles. I mean, she's triple, quadruple platinum. All the young people listen to her, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. And she is very talented. She's also very, very worldly. She's a beautiful woman. But she has come out and just said, screw you, I'm going to do what I want. The media spins like, oh, she says she's going to get vaccinated. That's not even true. They're like trying to like act like she's now buckled under, because it's a chain reaction. Of course you should be able to say what you want. Of course you should be able to not take this thing. Of course, but again, then they lie and say, we've always had mandatory shots. No, we haven't. No, they haven't. That's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. So, David, I continue with how seismic this is, an example of the tipping point, as you predicted. Major awakening in the year 2016, 10 years before. You said 2016, I believe there'll be a global awakening to the globalist and push back all the world. It happened with Trump, Bolsonaro, some of the double agents turned out to be bad, but the Brexit, Boris Johnson. And then you said, but then they're really going to push back 2020, 2021. I mean, there's videos of this. We need somebody to find them. I've heard you say this probably 30 times. I've seen your video. You can tell us what books it's in, hell. Because I've read some of your books and read them in there, but I don't remember which ones. You've written so many. I've read so many. And then you said by the year, what, 2025, 2026, it's basically they're going to be in deep trouble. And then what comes after that? But it's kind of like we choose the severity of how bad it's going to be till then. Did I nutshell paraphrase your position accurately?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there'll be very clear signs in 2024 and then into 2025 onwards that the power of this cult is waning. But they're going to throw everything at us now, because it's basically a cornered rat. And let's go into why. This cult has been operating from the shadows all the way through human history. And what are the shadows? The shadows are the subconscious mind, because the shadows are operating outside the perception of the conscious mind. So they're manipulating in the peripheral vision, in the subconscious, out of the awareness of the conscious mind, and they've been pushing this agenda forward step by step. And, you know, we've been exposing this and being called crazy because it was operating in the subconscious, in the shadows. What's happened in the COVID era is they've had to enter the room. They've had to enter the realm of the conscious mind. Staggeringly, still great numbers of people can't see it even then, but enormous numbers of people compared with before can see it. And it's a very dangerous time for them, because this is not sometime over the rainbow. This is coming. This is here and people can see it's here. There's no denying it. If you're in Australia now, it's very difficult to deny that you live in a fascist country. So it's a dangerous time for them, too. And what people in the alternative media have been doing, basically, over these years, is taking what's happening in the subconscious and presenting it to the conscious mind and saying, this is what is happening, which you can't see. And in this COVID era, that's happened more and more because people have been able to see it because of the events that we've been that have been happening. And what this has done is made people far more streetwise. You will have noticed, like I have and anyone in the alternative media has, who's been doing this for a very long time and knows that the number of people that can see it now are vastly, vastly in excess that they were before. Once you take it out of the subconscious and you present it to the conscious mind can see it. Now it gets it. Now it can start to see how the pieces fit because it's not in the subconscious anymore. It's in the conscious. And there's an absolute parallel with the process of subliminal inserts into images and videos. If you show, I've tried this. I've done this many times. I know this is true. You take an image that has a subliminal insert in it. And you say to someone, can you see the subliminal? And they look at it and they go, no, can't see anything. And then you point out where it is. There it is. Look, oh, yeah, couldn't see that. What happens then is every time, 20 years hence, that person who couldn't see the subliminal sees that picture again. The subliminal is the first thing they see. Because the subliminal has been brought out of the subconscious, which is where it is. Subliminal means below the threshold of the conscious mind, and it's been shown to the conscious mind. And the conscious mind can now see it so clearly. In other words, the subliminal stops impacting on the perception of that person because they're consciously aware of it.
That's right. And what you said is so key, one of the most profound things ever that you've said here. We have been taking their subconscious programming because we had already seen the subliminal and warning people so they now see it. And now I don't know how they're going to stop us because you and myself and so many others pre-warned everyone so much that now so many people know the truth and they're remembering that we warned them. And now they're seeing the next phase come true and the next phase come true. And the more it happens, the more people listen to us. And so we go from kind of interesting, well-spoken oddities that were popular with some, but overall just a curiosity to now, David, I mean, you're not on a power trip. I'm not either. It's very humbling. But my Lord, now you are as hot as white hot metal. And so am I. I mean, we're in the zeitgeist. What a responsibility.
Yeah, well, it is a responsibility, but everyone's got a responsibility. With the responsibility of seeing comes the responsibility of doing. Not the responsibility of seeing and then saying, oh, I know what's coming next. Oh, see, I was right. It's actually engaging. And that book is called Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. And a renegade mind is different to a questioning mind and an inquiring mind. A questioning mind can critically think and can see what is happening. But a critically thinking mind that can see, that then does nothing about it, might as well not have the knowledge in the first place. You know, they say knowledge is power. No, it's not. The use of knowledge is power. Knowledge unused is knowledge worth having. And so what you have with a renegade mind, as I define it, is not only that you critically think and you see it, but then you cease to cooperate with it. You will not acquiesce to it. This is the next stage from the inquiring seeing mind to the renegade mind, the one that can see and will not frickin' have it either. And what the great thing about bringing this stuff to the conscious mind is that people then start working it out themselves. You know, I'd meet people in the street and they say, you know, who I would have met not that long ago. And then they've gone, oh, well, you know, I can't see what you're saying.
And now they're pointing it out to you. Stay there. That's the key. It's like give a man fish, teach him how to fish. Once people see it, they don't need us anymore. They're seeing the exact same thing. Like as soon as Tucker Carlson woke up 10 years ago, he started seeing it. Now he sees everything I see and more. Same thing with you. It's like once you see it, oh, my gosh, now I see it. Well,
it's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports put out by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice, first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Where we'd be
when it comes to heroes.
News. Renegade to my. We're talking to the Chief Renegade. You could say Alex Jones, David Icke, doesn't really matter. It is crazy. You got two people, one that lives in the UK, one whose family's from there back in the old times. But there are leaders all over the world fighting this. There are David Icke's in Nigeria and David Icke's in Japan and Alex Jones's in Mexico and everywhere. And it's a beautiful time to be alive, though it's a very painful time. But they're targeting our children, so that makes it war. And it's on us metaphysically if we let them target the future and the innocence that we're meant to guard. So, David Icke, you were getting into, you were telling that story, you had to go to break, about people coming up to you on the street. And now they're not asking you what's going on. They're telling you what's going on. They're right, which shows, again, we're not following some cult. We're not following something Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or you said. We are, people are seeing the inversion for themselves.
Yeah, it's taking the manipulation out of the shadows and putting it into the perceptions of the conscious mind. Because once you know how it works, then you can see it. And again, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. Knowing where we're planned to be taken, now apparently random events, if you don't know that, become very clear stepping stones to that planned outcome. So basically you are taking it out of the, you're taking the mist from people's eyes, and people can then work it out for themselves in ways they never could before, just like they see a subliminal every time they see a picture that they couldn't see the first time they looked at it.
The spell is broken. So how do we help others break the spell?
Well, that's the point. I mean, I've used that phrase, the title of some chapters in my books, casting the spell and breaking the spell. What's happened throughout human history is a spell is being cast on the human mind, particularly the subconscious mind, which becomes the behavior of the conscious mind. And what we're in a situation of now is because it's putting itself more than ever before on public display, we have the opportunity to break the spell, because that's what it is. You know, when you look at people who bought the COVID narrative and people who haven't put their hands on their head and say, why can't they see it? It's so obvious. But that's like saying that some stooges on a hypnotist stage show shouldn't act as they do. They should see what the situation is. But they're not in control of their mind, so they can't see. It's the spell. This is the point. This is why they can't see it. And this is why those that can see it, because they've broken the spell. And it's all, in the end, a psychological conspiracy. Because the few can only control the many if the many have a perception that will lead to behavior that will advance the agenda. If people don't have that perception, therefore will behave differently, then the few can't control the many. You can't do it physically. You can do it physically in small areas and what have you. But to control billions, you have to control their minds, their perception, which becomes their behavior. That's the whole foundation it always has. So it's about breaking the spell. And, you know, we're at this pivotal point, Alex, now, where they are wanting to take us into this next phase of lockdown and shutdown and fascistic control. If you want to see the future, look at Australia, because, you know, there's some fantastic people in Australia who are pushing back against tremendous odds and taking the consequences. They are great, great, great people. But there's not enough of them. And what you take, you will get. What you take, this cult will give you. And so the more that we acquiesce and just sit there and let it happen, the more they'll give us. And I'll give you an example. At the start of the week, I mean, they're going to come back again in ways I'll explain, but at the start of the week, there was a total psychopath in Britain. He's the vaccine minister. He's just been moved to somewhere else now. But he was the vaccine minister when he made this statement. And he said that vaccine passports are coming in Britain at the end of September. So you can't go to sporting events or, you know, a nightclub, whatever, unless you have been vaccinated and you have this this vaccine passport. 2 days later, the health secretary said, actually, we're not going ahead with that at the end of the month. And all the headlines were, well, the vaccine passports have been dropped. No, they haven't. But what they've made the decision on in Britain, where there's a lot of pushback, is we can't get away with it now. So there's this agenda I talked about earlier, step by step, but they want to make the next step. They absolutely want vaccine passports in Britain at the end of September. But they've made the decision we can't get away with it at this point. So what they're planning to do,
it's created more fear, and I want to get to that real quick, but that's why I wanted to try to get you on last week, and now you just reminded me because I forgot once you got here. I had so many questions on other subjects. What do you make of the announcement? Okay, we were going to have the vaccine passports everywhere, but now we're backing off for the winter. Oh, but we might have to have another lockdown now because you won't accept the vaccine. Is that what they're going to do?
Well, this is what's happened this week. So he the health secretary, guy called Javid, makes this announcement at complete odds with his vaccine minister from a couple of days before, that the vaccine passports are not going ahead at the end of September. Then Johnson comes out, oh, I want to stop lockdowns, and you know, we don't want this, we don't want to go back to COVID restrictions. And then the next day, he makes this announcement, and Javid makes it too, that actually there is a plan B in case the cases go up. And the plan B is masks by law again, social distancing, blah, 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 vaccine passports. That's plan B. There are those that were dropped. And then, there's another plan, which if it gets really bad, lockdown.
And it's all behavioral psychology. It's always, don't worry, we're not going to do it. We're just going to do it. So as soon as you go, it's meant to kill opposition, they roll forward.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that they know the cases are going to go up, or the alleged cases, because they know this fake vaccine is going to cause health bloody mayhem, particularly with these boosters they're rolling out to people now over 50, and they're very old.
Well, that's my next question. You predicted everything with basic total precision. It's insane. That's just true. What's coming next? A few minutes till break, but I mean, what's going to come next?
Well, they are going to use the effects of the fake vaccine, which they're going to call COVID and new variants and anything else they can make up, which will both be designed to hide the real reason for ill health and people dying, which is the fake vaccine, and then to use that to justify the plan B. And, we need to have more lockdowns. We need to have all these things. We need to have vaccine
passport. Because you didn't take the shot. It's your fault.
Yeah, that's going to be the key. And the fact, the irony is, because what this cult does, and I've documented this forever, it's an inversion cult. It turns everything on its head. So, for instance, the COVID measures are about protecting health when actually they're about destroying it. The fake vaccines are about protecting health when they're actually about destroying it. It's a complete inversion. And so this inversion is that the fake vaccines, those who have had them, is going to cause the health problems, but we're going to blame those who haven't had them.
That's right. Stay there. We'll be right back with David Icke.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wow, 2 hours goes by really quick with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. And so you were going to tell us what's coming next. I mean, I know you don't want to scare people. We're here to empower folks. They need to know there's a fire lit under their ass. I think people get that now, that we weren't making it up 30 years ago when you were trailblazing. And quite frankly, I'd read your books and think, well, this is all true, but this stuff I don't know about. This sounds wild. It's maybe 70% of what was in your books was documented, but people didn't know about it. 30% was your analysis. And like of that 30% now, 28% of it's happened. So people better listen and better understand. We're not up here saying all this to shock people. When you talk about subliminals, people can type in subliminals in TV. They admit it's everywhere. Kurz commercials, everything. Back in the 1950s, they just flashed a shot of a Marilyn Monroe-style body of a woman with Coca-Cola ad behind it saying, you want Coke and popcorn. It massively increased people getting up and going and getting Coke and popcorn because the naked eye couldn't see it, but for just a few frames they saw it, the subconscious saw it. So everything you're talking about is actually on record. From 70% now, on the record to 30% opinion to now 98% is all admitted. Now it's 2% of your opinion. Will that come true? I think it will, unfortunately. I hope you're right about us stopping them in the next 5 years or so, because if you look at Agenda 2030, as you know, we've now completed Agenda 21. They want to start massive depopulation by 2030. That's their goal. That's why Biden and AOC and all of them say the world ends in 2030. They mean the world as we know it. So David, tell people the real horror of what's coming if they don't take action.
Yeah, well, 2030 is a number, a date, a year that comes up and seems to bring together all these different subjects. if you look, for instance, at the last time they said the world has so many years to save the planet, then you'll hit 2030. Look at Kurzweil. He wants the process of the human brain being connected to AI by 2030, for that to be underway by 2030. Then you look at Agenda 2030. Of course, the UN, which is basically the Great Reset in one form. So 2030 is a year where they want this to be really moving to a point where they believe it will be unstoppable. And that's why we have the period between now and then to bring an end to this. And that means that we have to put aside everything else and make this the absolute priority of our lives. If people say, oh, my kids are more important, well, actually, your kids are more important, but they are the targets of this whole conspiracy. So by putting, standing up to this and refusing to acquiesce with this first, you're putting your kids first, you're putting your family first, you're putting the future first, putting everything first. So, you know, we've got to move in far greater numbers. It's happening, but far greater numbers from seeing it to ceasing to cooperate with it. You don't have to scream no. You just have to mean it. No, I'm not doing it. No, not doing it. And let's realize that whatever they want to throw at us in terms of intimidation, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that if you don't do what we say. What they want us to do is to take these fake life-ending, life-changing vaccines is far, far worse and more sinister than anything else they can come up with in terms of intimidation. Well, you won't be able to travel. Oh, well, travel then. You won't be able to do this. Well, do it then. Do that. Don't do that either. I'm just not doing it. Whatever you try to intimidate me with, I'm not having this jab because I know that's the end when I do. And it's vital now that people put this first and put not cooperating with it first, because if enough people do that, the game is up.
David, I totally agree. But you know, 30 years ago, you said what they were going to do and it came true. Tell us what it'll look like if we don't resist, because I think that's extremely important. Let me add one more little thing I want you to comment on. We should say no to the injection, and it's causing major health problems and causing cancer, 20 times increase at the diagnostic clinics in the U.S. alone. I mean, this is Armageddon-level stuff. But one of the biggest groups now joining us and waking up is people that took the shots and got sick, or took the shots and are now told you got to take 3, 4, 5 shots as they're now rolling out. So how do we reach out to those that have already been poisoned, or is it too late for them, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to call whether it's too late for anybody, but it's going to be too late for some, that's for sure. But it's already been too late for many. I mean, you know, you look at the VAERS reporting system and the yellow card system in Britain, and you have to multiply that by anything between 100 and 10 to find the real figures. I mean, the Harvard study said the VAERS system only counts about 1% or less of vaccine adverse reactions and deaths, etc. And the yellow card system is something similar, and they admit no more than 10% do. So when they have, as we have in this country, well in excess, getting on towards 2 million adverse reactions reported to the yellow card system, and well in excess of 1,000 deaths, you've got to multiply them by at least 10, and actually probably a very lot more. So it's already showing itself, and unfortunately, it's too late for those people. But the point is that the more this moves on, the more people are going to see it because it becomes undeniable. And what you're talking about is very interesting and very important. I've noticed when we do these marches in London that more and more people who've had the fake vax, either 2 or 1, are now coming on the marches because of this process. You see, this is how it's worked, Alex. You tell them a lie to get to this stage, and then they realize it's a lie. But then you tell them another lie to get them to this stage, and they realize it's a lie, but and it goes on. So they say, get tested. Everyone get tested, and then we'll go back to normal. But the more you test with a test not testing for it, the more fake cases, the more justification not to go back to normal. And then they say, wear a mask, and we go back to normal. And you don't. Then they say, and this is the big one, get these fake vaccines, and you go back to normal. Get two, and you're fully vaxxed, and then you'll be fine, and everything will be okay. And then suddenly the people have done that, and they realize, well, actually, it's not fine, because I can't do things that I normally would, even though I've been vax. And now they're saying, look what's happening in Israel and other countries. They're saying, well, actually, to be fully vaxxed is not two anymore, it's three. And in Israel, they're saying, actually, there's a fourth on the way. And so more and more people who've gone this far down that road of just believing what they're told are saying, hold on a minute. What do you mean? I've got to have a third to get me vaccine passport, or a fourth. So more and more people are going to be moving over, and you know, everyone is welcome. You know, it doesn't matter what's gone before. Everyone is welcome, because we're in this together as a human race, all colors, creeds, cultures, the entirety of the human race, one human race, one goal, one heart. And one,
I totally agree. I have never felt more unified behind it. I've never loved humanity more. I've never seen through it all more than I am now. I think everybody who's already somewhat awake is getting more awake as evil comes into the world and makes its move. Newtonian physics, I think, is just one measurement of it. But clearly good rises at the same time. And I think rises faster, David. What do you think?
Well, yeah. Well, what we call good, positivity, love, is far more powerful than hatred and psychopathy. And the only way that this cult, I mean, this is one thing, Alex, that people I think need to appreciate. This cult is not all powerful. That's a bloody myth. It's not all powerful. The only way that it's got to this position of apparent power is by hoarding knowledge, not least the knowledge of how reality works, how we interact with it, and how our perceptions become our experienced reality, which I explain in the book.
David, you've been here 2 hours. Do five more minutes. I want you to finish this thought and talk about the book. And I want to just plug the book here at the end, because some stations are going to leave us. Perceptions of a Renegade Mind, David Icke, davidicke.com. Separately, we have the new film that we produced that I voiced with Robert Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Tenpenny and just dozens of others. It's amazing. COVID Land film now available, InfoWarsStore.com. Get a free copy of Endgame. So that's two films for $19.95, and it helps fund the filmmakers. A major donor basically funded the film, but the filmmakers need to make their money back from just because they've not been paid, and they need to feed their families. So this is really an important film. InfoWarsStore.com. And once they've made their money back in a month or so, we're going to put it out for free on the internet. But this is very well produced. InfoWarsStore.com, zero country code, meaning it works anywhere in the world, and we want you to make copies of it. So get COVID Land at InfoWarsStore.com and fight back. All right, we'll be back with five more minutes of The Icon, David Icke. I'm Alex Jones.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.